प्रवासी महिलाओं को ऑस्ट्रेलिया के सबसे बड़े और सबसे लंबे समय तक चलने वाले अध्ययन में भाग लेने के लिए कहा जा रहा है। ये अध्ययन उनके स्वास्थ्य के विषय पर है, जिसे 1996 में शुरू किया गया था और अब इसमें 4 पीढ़ियों की महिलाएं शामिल हैं। इस अध्ययन में कम से कम 1000 और अधिक महिलाओं को शामिल करने के लिए विस्तृत किया जा रहा है, जो 1973 और 1978 के बीच दक्षिण, दक्षिण पूर्व और उत्तर पूर्व एशियाई देशों में पैदा हुई थीं, ताकि ये सुनिश्चित किया जा सके कि यह वर्तमान जनसंख्या का भी प्रतिनिधित्व कर रहा है। इस अध्ययन में लगभग 57,000 ऑस्ट्रेलियाई महिलाएं शामिल हैं, जो 1996 में शुरू हुए अध्ययन में भाग ले रही हैं। यह समूह 4 आयु वर्ग में बांटा गया है और 1000 प्रवासी महिलाएं भी इससे वाली हैं। फेडरल स्वास्थ्य विभाग द्वारा फंड किया गया यह अध्ययन एक ऐसा अध्ययन है जिसमें हर 3 साल में उसी महिला की फिर से जांच होती है। इस अध्ययन में प्रतिभागी 4 पीढ़ियों से हैं, जो 1921 और 26, 1946 और 51, 1973 और 78 और 1989 और 95 के बीच पैदा हुए थे। प्रोफेसर डेब लक्सटन इस अध्ययन की उपनिदेशक हैं। वे न्यूकासल यूनिवर्सिटी और हंटर मेडिकल रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट में स्थित हैं, जो इस अध्ययन को यूनिवर्सिटी ऑफ क्वींसलैंड के साथ मिलकर चला रहे हैं।
First recruited women in 1996 when the makeup of the Australian population was somewhat different to what it is now 26 years later. So what we're doing is recruiting in 1,000 women primarily from South, Southeast and Northeast Asian countries to make sure that that cohort of women who were born 1973 to 78 are representing women from across Australia.
अध्ययन की निदेशक क्वींसलैंड विश्वविद्यालय की प्रोफेसर गीता मिश्रा का कहना है कि अधिक महिलाओं की भर्ती ये सुनिश्चित करेगी कि ये अध्ययन वर्तमान आबादी के स्वास्थ्य के मुद्दों को सटीक रूप से दर्शा रहा है। वे कहती हैं,
Just a little bit of background about the study. It's been funded by the Commonwealth Department of Health since 1995. It is one of the longest and largest study in Australia of women's health. The main purpose of the study, which started in 1996, was for us to be able to provide evidence for the development of health policy and practice in women. So what the study tries to do is to provide an accurate picture of health and well-being of women in Australia. It also looks at what are the factors that determine good health, but also what are the factors that lead to poor health of women in Australia. So when the study started in 1996, the study was representative of the Australian population. So basically, if you want a study to contribute to national policies, your study has to be representative of the population. And at that time, it was. But, you know, over the last 20 years or so, there have been a lot of migration, especially women from Asia and definitely from India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, and so forth. And so we need more voices from migrant women. And, you know, it's so important that women from Indian background, South Asian continent, give us their voice so that we can see what are the factors, what are the challenges in terms of the health that they are facing, that it could go into the government policy and practice. So that's the aim of it.
प्रोफेसर गीता का कहना है कि इस अध्ययन में भारतीय महिलाओं का भाग लेना बहुत ही जरूरी है।
We are opening the study up to women from the South Asia and obviously India, because in the census population, if we're looking at the target age group, women who were born in 19, at this stage, women who were born in 1973, 78 years, in the population, there is about 2% of women in the census that are from India, born in India, that's in Australia. And in our study, it's less than, you know, 0 point something. So we really want all Indian women within their age group, and if they have Medicare card, to please join the study and let us know what are the, you know, how your health is and, you know, what's going well, what's not going well for you. So I think at the moment, what we're going to recruit as many women as possible that comes forward. So there's no quota into how many we want. We know that 2% of the Australian population are women born in India in that age group. So we welcome.
Professor Loxton ka kehna hai ki is adhyayan dwara ekatrit kiya gaya data Australiai sarkar ki vartaman rashtriya mahila swasthya rananiti ke liye upyog kiya gaya hai, jo mahilaon aur ladkiyon ke swasthya mein sudhar aur vibhinn samuhon ke beech asamanataon ko kam karne ke drishtikon ki rooprekha tayar karta hai.
Those women were just sort of reaching that retirement age back in 1996. And it's that time of transition from a working life or a family life into the retirement space and then tracking them into very old age. So they are one of the oldest cohorts in the world when it comes to investigating women's health. Then in 2012 to 13, we recruited in a new cohort of women aged 18 to 23 to capture the next generation. So we have four generations of women who participate in the study. The Australian government's physical activity guidelines were formed using information that's come from the study. Also the New South Wales health framework for women's health was developed using data from the study. And in addition to that, we've also informed other policies like the National Plan to Reduce Violence Against Women and Their Children, the one that's been in effect and the one that will take effect at the end of this year.
Lekin Melbourne mein sthit Multicultural Centre for Women's Health se Adele Mardolo kehti hain, is adhyayan ki do pramukh badhaein hain.
The surveys have been administered in English. So it really has only targeted those women, even if they are from migrant backgrounds, but those women who have the English language literacy to complete quite a complex survey in the English language. The second thing is that it is based on Medicare records. So it really only can survey or include women in the survey who have Medicare eligibility, and that excludes the many millions of temporary migrants that are here in Australia and who don't have Medicare eligibility.
Jiske jawab mein Professor Luxton ka kehna hai.
We have actually had a couple of conversations about setting up an alternate study for women who don't yet have a Medicare card, because we do recognise that as a limitation of our study. But unfortunately, this has been part of the procedure of this study to validate women into the cohort, is to have that Medicare card. So one of the reasons for that is because part of our data actually come from Medicare. So we link the survey data with Medicare data in order to assess women's use of health services in relation to their health and well-being. And we do recognise that as a limitation of the study.
SBS News se Greg Dadd ki is report ko prastut kiya hai Natasha Kaul ne SBS Hindi ke liye.